Hey guys, welcome to the Stable Equestrian. So I was looking through my previous episodes that I've recorded, and I noticed that my most popular one was one revolving show jumping, specifically walking a course for a show. But I thought maybe the reason that it was popular was that it was show jumping, and I haven't done another one based around show jumping, and that is what I love. It is my favorite discipline in the equestrian industry. So, why not make another episode about that? So, as you can tell from the title, today's episode is based around the things and habits that I have show jumping and how I've worked through them. So, these are just little issues, really common things that you are likely to have gone through. At least one of the things I'm going to mention. I'm just going to talk about how I work through it, how I was taught to work through it, and how I work through those same issues with my lesson kids and people I teach. So, most of these, I think all of them, are really common things, and some of them are habits that have been created that are really hard to get out of, and other ones are things that I was taught right at the start that were just natural things that when you start jumping, sometimes you naturally do until you have an instructor who tells you not to do that or how to do it the right way. That's kind of how you do it. So, the first thing that I'm going to talk about is one of the major things that affected me, and that was how you approach the jump. So this is a huge one. I think the way this was taught previously affects a lot of how we ride, and every instructor is different, but I firmly believe that there is a wrong way, and there are lots of right ways. There are obviously lots of wrong ways, but I firmly believe that how you approach the jump affects how your horse jumps. And so there was a couple of things I was doing and I have gone through. So I had a horse who stopped on me, and I had a major accident at one point of my riding career, and the next horse that I got after that, so I had my injury, I was out for roughly 2 years. That horse died of cancer, and my next horse we got, not knowing this, but that horse that I brought has a habit of stopping, and that habit was, we think she came with it, like it was a pretty decent habit, but I also know that some of that was caused by me. But I also know that she was not a, I don't think she ever was a super straight point shoot, because some horses care how you approach a jump. And obviously that depends on the height. If you're starting to jump 1m20s, then horses are going to slowly start getting more affected because it takes more effort to go over the jump. But there are a lot of horses that you can pop over a 60, 70 centimeter jump, and they're not going to care what you're doing, what you look like. As long as you don't pull them out of the jump, they're going to go over. This horse was not like that. And basically, I had a habit of riding super defensive. So when I say I rode defensive, I tended to lean back coming into jumps. So that was kind of my habit, because if the horse stopped, it meant I was leaning back and I was safe, with air quotations. However, if you're sitting straight and you're balanced and you're sitting correct, you will be sturdy and balanced and safe. But obviously, sometimes you can't help falling off a stop. That's just what happens. Some people have better stick than others. I don't have a good stick, is the thing. So I had a major habit, and still sometimes do when I'm riding new horses, that I lean back. So this isn't as common as the opposite problem, which is leaning forward. So the reason these are problems is if you lean forward, you are putting more weight over the horse's shoulders, therefore making it harder for them to lift up. And the opposite problem is that all your weight is back. The biggest issue when you're leaning back and riding really defensive is you start blocking the movement with your hips, and a lot of the time you actually end up putting weight on the reins, therefore, stopping the horse from moving forward, whether you realize you're doing it or not. So that's what I was doing. I have taught a lot of riders with the opposite issue more than the defensive issue. So leaning forward is a much more common issue. That's because a lot of people are taught to do a release up the neck when they start jumping, and they're taught your 2 point or jumping position when you start jumping. However, what happens is they then do that over the jump, and they do it before and after the jump. And if you do that type of position before the jump, that is putting more weight over the horse's shoulders. Now, I'm not saying if you watch hunter riders, or if you are a hunter rider, a lot of them tend to have a more of a 2 point seat. I'm not a hunter rider. I don't, over here we have show hunter, which is similar, but we don't tend to ride it like the hunters do. So I'm definitely not saying anything for the hunters or, but when I watch the videos, a lot of them tend to ride more forward. However, if you watch that compared to beginner riders or riders who do this out of lack of knowledge about what it does, the hunter riders are actually really balanced. They have all the weight into their legs, they're balanced over the saddle, and their weight's not actually technically forward. Their body's coming forward, but all the weight staying over the saddle, and that is the major difference. And some people tend to ride a little bit more forward, some people tend to ride a little bit more back. I think when jumping, some people do naturally are a little bit forward, and sometimes it doesn't matter. If you are completely centered over the middle of the saddle, then yeah, it doesn't matter. However, for me, my biggest issue was being really defensive. So, number one is trust your horse. It's a huge thing that it doesn't matter what's happening or going on, it will not work if you do not trust your horse. Whether you're leaning forward or back out of fear, if you are fearful and you do not have trust in your horse, you will not give it the best ride possible. So, no matter what, put that trust in your horse. If it's fake trust and you're faking it, that's fine. I highly encourage to go back, take a few steps back. So the biggest part of it is finding the root cause. So for me, the root cause was fear of stopping. Therefore, for me, the easiest thing to do was at the end of most of my rides. So I'm huge into not over jumping. I think it's very easy to over jump a horse, and I don't tend to jump any of my horses more than once a week. And I think it's really important. I was always taught that horses only have a certain number of jumps in them. As a not in an actual thing, like every horse has, it wasn't a actual every horse has a certain number of jumps, but it was a way of telling me as a young kid that horses can be over jumped, like it's possible. Anyway, I'm rambling. It is really important to not overjump your horse. However, one of the ways I combated my fear of a horse stopping was after the end of most rides, I'd pop over a jump or two. So these were really small things. It was me trying to make a point of the fact that jumping wasn't a big deal. There were other things I did to combat the fear that I had. So it was not trying to pressure myself into higher jumps. I rode with music because it tended to calm my nerves a little bit. And also having lessons with a instructor that you get on with and really click with is really important. I was having lessons with an instructor who didn't catch what I was doing. So the biggest thing for me was, is even though I had my legs on, I was balancing backwards, therefore blocking my horse's movement. And once I had an instructor who actually told me what was happening, I was like, oh my goodness, that makes so much sense. And because I was blocking the horse's movement, it was in a slow canter. So once I picked up the canter and actually rode the jump as if I was going to go over it, it made such a big difference. And it is not an easy thing to fix. It is a total mental game, something like that, when it comes from fear. Because mine came from fear of stopping. Say you have an issue with leaning forward and it's a habit, that is just constant correction. However, you don't want to spend an entire lesson being yelled at. So I believe in correction to fix it, but also some exercises to help you sit up. And sometimes little things, like my old instructor put a third of a width between my arms and my back. So I'm hoping most of you know what I'm talking about. But that kind of got me to sit up. There was, and have a straight back. There was a time when I wasn't releasing, so my old instructor put the reins on the other side of the neck, so took it off the horse, basically over its ears, and then brought it up the other side of the neck, so it only had a little bit of rein. This was on a really safe horse, right? But it meant if I dropped it, I lost my reins, which I wouldn't have dropped it because that would have, one, been really unsafe. But I think he knew that I wouldn't drop it, and it just meant that I would have that releasing and have that feeling of releasing. But that's kind of an extreme. He'd been teaching me for a while. I don't recommend it with most people. But, you know, there's always answers that your instructor will have. It's really easy to Google as well sometimes, but every instructor's got a different answer. There are always different ways to fix it. And I really do think it's so important to get to the bottom of what's creating the issue. So I find a big thing that a lot of people, mostly younger teenagers, tend to focus on is what they look like over the jump. Because that's the photos that they get, that's the photos that they post on Instagram, and you'll constantly see on horse groups, correct my position, what do I look like? And number one, we have no idea what your horse is like. We have no idea what the jump was like. If your horse took a long distance, you might look so awkward, but actually have a beautiful, beautiful position when your horse takes a normal distance. It's not that important what you look like over the jump in some cases. Your overall position is important. However, what I'm saying is that one photo and getting saying, oh, your position's so nice over one photo does nothing. And yeah, if you don't have an instructor and you post that, you will maybe get something out of it, and that's really cool. But the biggest things is if you can't approach your jump well and you look good over the jump, it doesn't matter, because your approach is, you know, a big thing. It basically means if you get over the jump or not. Some horses will be really nice and will go over the jump no matter what. Some horses won't. You need to be able to ride the horses that need you to be riding correctly to go over it. Because that's the important part. You want to be setting your horse up for success. Anyway, a lot of people do have issues and habits over the fence. So I've taught riders with a lot of different issues going over a fence. Me personally, I've had the issue of my heels rising up. I have had the issue of my heels rising up in general with riding. I have shortened tendons, which makes it very difficult for me to work on. So that was a long process. But I've had trouble with that. I personally also have had trouble with the horse landing and me not giving for long enough. So I end up sitting up a little bit too quickly and then end up catching them on the mouth on landing. So I'm going to go through those two separately. So with the heels, that's a pretty easy thing to fix once you work on it. So when I have an issue with jumping, I do a jumping session and just work on that. However, you have to make sure that you are capable to safely jump what you're jumping. So if you're struggling with 10 different things, focus on the most important safety one first. But I was jumping everything fine, the heels were the major issue. The reason, just in case you don't know, you haven't been explained it, the reason we have our heels down, it's super, super important. It means that if our toes are down and our feet slip, one, we should be wearing heels. That sounds bad, but one, we should be wearing riding boots, or even gum boots is fine. Anything with a heel will work in what I'm explaining, basically. That if your toes go down and you start pointing them like a ballerina, and then your feet start slipping through, then all your weight starts tipping forward, and suddenly, say if you're in walking, you try to rise like you're doing it in rising trot, you're going to tip forward. Therefore, when you're trotting and doing rising, you're going to start tipping forward, and your balance isn't, over the center of the horse where it's supposed to be. All your weight should be down in your legs. If it's not down in your legs and down your seat and stuff, you're going to come into issues with sitting to the canter, with losing your stirrups, with all sorts of issues. Anyway, with jumping, with putting your heels down, if you land and you have lost it over the jump because for whatever reason your heels are coming up over the jump and you lose it on the other side, that is how, one, you get your foot caught in the stirrup, two, you lose your stirrups, or three, you are very close to getting your foot jammed in the stirrup because your foot's gone all the way through. So the likely reason that your heels are coming up, it's because all your weight is going into your toes instead, which therefore means everything in your body goes wrong, because if your weight is going into your toes, then your weight is going to forward. So when I have an issue like that, we work really hard on keeping our heels down and mental imagining your heels staying down as you go over the jump, keeping the weight over the center of the saddle and pushing all the weight down into your heels at the same time. So whether you need to lower the height of the fence so you or person you're teaching doesn't need to worry too much about a lot of the other things and just focus on that. That is the type of thing that is a correction thing. So for me, that's what it was. For some people, it might be a matter of it's coming from somewhere else, right? So if they're leaning forward at the front of the jump, they might be doing it before they're even over the jump. So it's really important to look at it from the start of the session. If they are heavy heels down all the way up, are they leaning forward before the jump and losing it then, or are they only losing it over the jump? Therefore, you should be able to tell that their weight's a little bit too forward, etc. I'm going to talk about another one that I don't personally struggle from, but I have experienced a lot of people struggle from it, and that is their legs slipping back. Actually, I lied. I have struggled with that briefly, but I already knew how to fix it because I taught people who had that. And once I noticed I was doing it, I automatically, tried to fix it and worked on fixing it. The biggest part of this is that when you go so long with the habit, it makes it harder to fix. So the quicker you realize that it's happening and the quicker you try to fix it, the easier. Because I noticed this problem so quickly, I fixed it really quickly. But if I hadn't noticed it would have become a bigger problem. And everyone fixes problems differently, and they always stem from like different things, etc. So don't compare how you fixed that problem to how someone else fixed the same problem, because they were probably different. So, leg slipping back comes back to a few things. a lot of the time it's gripping with the knee. So what you'll see is if you watch the Grand Prix and you see people with their legs slipping back, you'll notice that when they land, they are unbalanced for a stride of canter. So when a lot of other riders land, they land and they're out of the stirrups and they're kind of in a two-point position and they land and then they sit into the next stride and off they go. Whereas you'll see most people who legs slip back, when they land, they take a stride to get their legs underneath them again. Therefore, if their horse lands and bucks, they don't have their legs underneath them. That can end really badly if they don't have a really, really good seat because they don't have their legs there. So that usually comes from pinching with the knees and then the weight goes into your stirrups. But instead of pushing your heel down, you push the stirrups backwards because you're pinching with the knee. That's the only way that works. So there might be a couple of other ways, but the ways that I've dealt with that is usually the pinching of the knee. Therefore, their legs are slipping back. Sometimes I have also dealt with people going really over the neck. Therefore, their waist is over the pommel. And therefore, they're actually basically got almost straight legs backwards because their bodies ended up in this weird kind of straight line over the jump because they are so far forward that they're pushing on their stirrups and naturally pushing them backwards. You cannot naturally push them backwards unless you pinch with the knee if you're still centered in the saddle. I struggled with the issue of leaning too far forward briefly when I was younger. I say briefly, it might have been a while, I don't really remember. However, it is something that's really common as well. It's something that I've helped other people. So my biggest thing that helped me was reminding myself that my hips stay behind my pommel, the front of the saddle. That was my lifesaver. That is the sentence that helped me so much because once I realized that, it helped that mental imaging that I could keep my hips behind the pommel. So I find with teaching that it'll be a sentence that gets to you. That was my sentence for that issue. Your coach that you love so dearly might not have the sentence for your habit. What they're saying and trying to help you with, it might just not be clicking. That's okay, because we all say stuff differently. It doesn't mean that they're bad or anything like that. You might watch a video and it'll click. Sometimes I'll go to a clinic and it'll click. And it doesn't mean anything for my instructor, because everything else my instructor says is brilliant and wonderful and works so well. But for whatever reason, for that particular habit, what they were saying just wasn't clicking in my brain. I didn't have that light bulb moment. Sometimes you'll have that light bulb moment a couple weeks, couple lessons after. Sometimes it takes a clinic or another lesson or watching a video or somebody saying something else nicely and when asked for it. And then sometimes it'll click. So with my leaning forward, that's how I fix my leaning forward, just mentally and being reminded every time that I lean too far forward. But leaning too far forward can, you know, come into leaning too far forward coming into the jump. It can come into that you are releasing too high and grabbing too high. Maybe you're grabbing mane too high up the neck. Maybe your release is just really naturally high. That may be how you were taught, etc. I'm not going to go too into it because I'm going to end up rambling again. The other issue that I mentioned was catching the horse's mouth on landing. Now, this is a harder one to explain. So if it doesn't make sense and you do struggle from it, look it up, talk to your instructor about it, go to an instructor if you don't have an instructor. There are plenty of articles and videos on it though. So when I, and sometimes I do still struggle with it, it's a habit that's a long formed one for me that I'm not sure what caused it. I've tried to, you know, look back and see, oh, I wonder what that's from, but I honestly have no idea. So it's basically just the fact that I'm coming into a jump, I pop over the jump, and as the horse lands and its head go down, my hands come up and I start sitting up. Therefore, the horse doesn't have enough room to stretch. Therefore, basically, my hands need to stay forward for longer. I need to stay forward for longer. Therefore, I need to not force myself back up into the saddle. So that was a big issue for me, was staying forward. That usually comes down to the fact that you are forcing your position too much. You are trying to come back from that position too quickly. For me, it was just a constant repetitive reminder to keep my hands forward, stay forward. You have to remember that every issue I'm talking about and things that I'm saying only work for some people. So me saying keep your hands forward isn't something you should do if you have a constant issue of having your hands too far forward and you're catching them in the mouth only because you're sitting up too early. But say, my instructor saying to keep my hands forward and keep forward as we land over the jump before sitting up helped, because then I started getting the natural feel of when to sit up. So I didn't used to do that. That's just a habit that came in. I think it's really important to remember that you might have, the perfect legs, the perfect hands. You might jump perfectly with the perfect position. I'm saying perfect a lot. Nothing's, perfect, but you might do it really, really well, and then maybe you have a break, maybe you're on a different horse, maybe it's even an injury, or usually it is something. Sometimes it'll be nothing, but that might change. You might develop a habit. Maybe mentally you're not as okay, or maybe you're struggling, and therefore it affects your riding. Never feel bad for developing a bad habit or looking back and going, oh my goodness, I was so much better then, because things change. When I came back from my major injury, I was known for having really soft hands, and I've had to work on my hands since, because that natural thing went. When I teach riders, I find most riders have something natural, whether it's a natural balance, a natural leg position, naturally sitting up really straight. Sometimes it's just a natural feel for the horse. I had naturally really soft, quiet hands that disappeared after my accident, and it's just been pushing to try and get that back, basically. So I'm just trying to remember and check that I haven't forgotten any little things that I've struggled with that I can help you guys with. There are other ones that I want to do another episode about, and a few that I've helped teach a bit. There's a lot of them that come down to confidence, or that you have pushed the heights too far, too quick, or that maybe it is the horse. Maybe the horse is making it difficult, and that is something that you have to talk about to an instructor. Or maybe you can't afford an instructor and maybe just talk to a friend on the ground. However, don't a friend and an instructor are two completely different things. So, don't ask for advice or criticism if they're not someone you can take it from. That is just a quick random reminder. So, let me know if there are any specific ones that you guys want to hear about, either how I fix it in people I teach or how you would fix it yourself in general. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I will talk to you next episode. Thanks so much, guys. Bye.